During the course of the year, I'm privileged to cover a wide variety of topics: politics, court proceedings, municipal government, human interest stories, and much more. It's always difficult to pare down the mini stories to only my top five, but here are the ones I've selected as my favorites to write. Coming in at number five, in February of 2019, St. Anthony Regional Hospital announced the launch of a $7 million capital campaign for the construction of a state-of-the-art cancer center on their campus in Carroll. 18 months later, hospital leaders, staff, and donors gathered in the nearly completed building to announce they had not only met their goal, but surpassed it by more than $3.2 million, raising over $10 million in private fundraising. The Carroll area is well known for its generosity, but the support for this project caught even me by surprise. The St. Anthony Cancer Center started accepting patients for treatment on December 7th. 2020 was a year dominated by COVID-19 headlines, but it also showed how many Iowans were willing to roll up their sleeves and get to work to support their friends and neighbors, including the folks at Cookies Food Products in Wall Lake. Many resources were in short supply early on in the pandemic, including hand sanitizer, and a significant number of Cookies customers were not putting in orders with schools dismissed and restaurants closed. Instead of idling their bottling equipment, they adjusted the line settings to bottle much-needed hand sanitizer. More than 30 pallets were shipped to Ankeny to be added to the state's stockpile for distribution thanks to the company's efforts. At number three, a Coon Rapids native made national headlines in May after he helped subdue a potentially dangerous passenger on an international flight. Marine Captain Daniel Colt was traveling back to the U.S. partway through a six-month deployment in Okinawa, Japan. About halfway through that flight, a passenger became disruptive and made threatening remarks after locking himself in an airplane lavatory. Colt, along with Sergeant John Dietrich and Private First Class Alexander Meinhardt from the 1st Battalion, 6th Marines Regiment, entered that restroom and restrained the man for the remainder of the flight. Your local public health department is not one many Iowans think of on a regular basis, but that changed drastically in 2020 with the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Marcia Schaefer, the longtime Carroll County Public Health Director, retired at the end of 2019, and they announced on January 6th that Nikki Schwering would be taking over as the department's new director. 2 months later, Governor Reynolds signed a proclamation of public health disaster emergency in response to the pandemic. With only a short time to adjust to her new role, Schwering and public health nurse Sarah Schulte, who is also new to the position, helped organize the county's response to the pandemic, including public service announcements, contact tracing, resource management, and much, much more. And of course, a big thank you goes out to all of our frontline healthcare workers for their efforts throughout the year and continuing. And then my top story for the year: after nearly 2 years of planning, an initiative aimed at addressing the state's affordable housing shortage while also providing inmates with marketable skills for after their release saw their first prisoner-built home shipped to Jefferson earlier this year. The houses are built on site at the Newton Correctional Facility and then shipped throughout the state with an emphasis on more rural areas. The one in Jefferson was delivered in February and was put on the market over the summer after finishing touches were completed. Another 10 homes were finished during 2020, with another 36 planned for 2021. The Homes for Iowa program is based on a similar initiative in South Dakota that resulted in increased access to housing and a substantial decrease in recidivism rates for prisoners. And that wraps up my top stories from 2020. I'm Nathan Cones, wishing you a Happy New Year.